From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Graham. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that 16 days after about 100 people protested conditions at border facilities where migrants are held and Representative Antonio Delgado's lack of response to the issue, the first-term congressperson announced a border tour. Protesters at his office in Kingston July 2nd wanted four specific things from Delgado: an immediate visit to a detention center, work to close the centers, rejecting any additional federal funding for family detention and deportation, and help reuniting families. On July 19th, he'll fulfill their first request as he heads to the Rio Grande Valley in Texas to examine the conditions in government facilities at the U.S.-Mexico border. Delgado, a Democrat from Rhinebeck, said in a prepared statement, and I quote, "I share in the outrage and frustration at the reports we've seen of facilities at our southern border, and I am grateful for the opportunity to join my colleagues from both sides of the aisles to see, hear, and feel these conditions firsthand. I plan to use this visit as an opportunity to provide much-needed oversight and probe CBP and HHS officials to be sure these facilities maintain the safe and sanitary conditions required by our laws," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Sarah Tafton at Columbia Green Media updates the ever-changing story from Greene County Administrator Sean Groden about a recent online auction of county items that has been called both unauthorized and allowed. Last week, Groden said he did not know who was auctioning off parts of the former Greene County Sheriff's Office attached to the former jail in Catskill without authorization. He said the online auctions for kitchen equipment had been approved, but nothing else. Groden said at the time, and I quote, "I haven't determined how we went from kitchen equipment to wood moldings," end quote. Then a few days later, Groden claimed he had approved the sale of various architectural details from the county sheriff's former office on Bridge Street in the village of Catskill. Groden said, and I quote, "I actually authorized it in an email I must have read at 80 miles an hour. In parentheses, there was wooden windows and doors that I must have not caught," end quote. The email was sent from the Greene County Sheriff's Office, he said. He said, and I quote, "I responded and told them to proceed. I told the board I take full responsibility for it," end quote. But now a screenshot that the newspaper says was from the online auction list, and I quote, "vintage windows, doors, radiators, floors, molding, and more," end quote, which seems like many types of items that Groden has not publicly disclosed approving. It is unclear how many items were sold at the online auction, how much money was raised, and where those funds went. But Groden wants the items that were not supposed to be sold back. Groden said, and I quote, "We are asking the winners to return the items. They won fair and square, so it is the purchaser's option," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Mallory Monet and Kenneth C. Crow II report for the Albany Times-Union that Rensselaer County Republicans said July 18th that they plan to have the County Board of Elections share voter registration information with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials. County Democrats said the announcement was, and I quote, "a political grandstanding," end quote, and said the Republicans had not told them about the issue. County Legislature Chairperson Mike Stammel said, and I quote, "We are serious about following federal immigration laws in Rensselaer County and are happy to be of any assistance that we can provide federal authorities," end quote. Republican Elections Commissioner Jason Scofield said he, and I quote, "will fully cooperate with ICE on this important matter," end quote. Democrats disagreed. County Legislature Minority Leader Peter Grimm said, and I quote, "this exposes all citizens of Rensselaer County to federal investigation," end quote. Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a bill last month to allow undocumented immigrants to apply for driver's licenses. Rensselaer County officials claim they would file a lawsuit against the state over that issue, but have not started any litigation. Read more about this story in the Albany Times-Union. David Lombardo reports in the Albany Times-Union that Republican committees for Suffolk, Broome, Nassau, Greene, and Westchester counties were given a total of $78,000 from the GOP state campaign just before committee chair Ed Cox left his position. The Greene County Republican Committee collected $1,000 from the state party just before Cox left office. In May, Erie County Republican Committee Chair Nick Landsworthy amassed sufficient backing, and this month he took over the state chair from Cox. The former chair and representatives from the county committees who got transferred funds did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Read more about this story in the Albany Times-Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.